Hello, Internet. And before there's any music, you guys laughed at me, you berated me, but I told you that Brita and Jay were black.
How did it get to be black?
Brita, you're totally black.
Is it my big penis?
Clearly. It is, yes. It is your massive junk of love stick.
There you go. They say that's a myth, though.
I don't know. I live in northern New England.
I wouldn't know either.
They say that everything pretty much averages out.
Though, to be fair, Jay's fairly well hung.
It's 1 minute into the broadcast.
I know.
We're already.
There's no fairly about that. Just saying.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
Squirrelport is officially a podcast of color.
Wonder if we could get like a subsidy or something.
Government grant?
Yeah, government grant.
All right, we're getting into the weeds, Alan. You got to play the music.
I'm gonna have my kids check Samoan on the college financial aid forms, just you know, because that's how they identify.
I gotta find better music.
That's loud. No, we are stuck with that music now forever.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate it.
You get all the world midstream.
It is Thursday, June 18th, 2015. This episode 155.
Wow.
I used to hate the Squirrel Report music, but now I love it.
What? It grows on you like moss.
How can you hate it?
Well, because there was a bunch of other people that used it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't listen to podcasts. We are the only podcast.
The only one.
Yes.
There can be only one. We've chopped the heads off the other ones.
I have typed in my password incorrectly. Hold on.
And I won't lie, for those times that I'm not on the podcast, and so I'm listening to it, you know, post production. It's way better when you're listening to it in the finished format. I don't know why that is.
Because Alan is good.
Alan is like the maestro of mixing.
He is.
I don't make any changes. I just put it.
Alan is a black guy.
Alan, just run with it.
You have that thing that
je ne sais quoi.
No, he has like a thing, like a.
You talking about his penis?
No, I'm talking about that thing with the knobs.
The penis. It's called a penis, Brita. Some people call it a dick or a tallywhack or a windmill.
No, no. It's the switchboard or the whatever mixer. It is.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So guys, I think this shouldn't come as a surprise to you, but from now on, I would like you to address me as how I identify, which is a gender-neutral duckling.
Quack.
Saw that coming.
You're so fuzzy.
Who really knows how to
gender neutral
down.
Or gender fluid?
Gender fluid's even better. Yeah, no, I used to identify gender neutral. Now I identify gender fluid.
Can I just There are terms like gender fluid and cis male or cis whatever.
I'm a poor poem by gender fluid.
Jay, as a chemist, does the whole cisgender thing, does that just fucking piss you off like it does me?
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm not even as deep into the weird, you know, the weeds with the with the cis prefix as you are.
Right.
I'm sorry, Brita,
there's these terms like gender fluid and cisgender and whatever, all these terms that are now becoming more and more normal on the internet. We see it all the time, you know, and it's carrying over to the media. Like I saw somebody on the woman on MSNBC with the tampon earrings, the black lady. Anyway, you can
Rachel look
it up.
Maddow?
No.
She's black, though.
I'm sure she is. Some days. But there are terms that are being, you know, tossed around a lot, and the media is picking up on them, and they're becoming more normal. And these terms are like the product of like teenagers on Tumblr, but they're becoming, you know, they're like, it's very frustrating. It's like there's two conversations going on. Like there's this kind of Tumblr mentality where like everybody's a victim and everybody has a label for everything. And you know, it's what's cool on the internet. And then the adults who are running the media are picking it up and using it.
I would actually go.
It's really weird to me.
I've heard, again, I can't verify this because I can't get inside their stupid heads. But someone pointed out, and I thought it was really, really good, is that scientists, like if you get into like a conference of like, you know, PhD level scientists or high in the weeds stuff, or, you know, you come to my weekly lab meeting and all that, it doesn't take very long before discussion is deep, deep, deep into super, super jargony discussion, because science has its own language.
Sure.
You know, and I mean, I even stated to Jay about the, you know, does the cisgender thing, you know, piss him off because there's trans and cis molecules.
That's right. It means the same plane. Okay. That's all it means.
Yeah, and it just simply means, yeah, does it exist in the same plane or across the same plane, across the plane and of symmetry?
That's what trans fat means. That's all it is.
Exactly. and again, so when you suddenly switch it to transgender is a scientific term and it makes perfect sense, but when you suddenly go cisgender, it's one of those, oh, this was written by an illiterate. It's the social justice warrior of the Latin joke. It's semper ubi sub ubi, which is the always wear underwear, except it doesn't translate that into Latin. It's just, if you use the English translation of the Latin, it translates into always wear underwear.
And it's much better than the original Klingon.
Oh God, Jay. hold on a second. There we go. This is going to make it better.
You just crack a beer.
I sure did. But because scientists like have their own language, so to speak, just jargon heavy stuff, someone proposed, I can't even remember who originally proposed it, but stated that the social justice warriors and the progressives and all that suddenly wanted their own little, you know, they would hear scientists talking, you know, at a conference and be like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Now I feel dumb. Well, now I want to make my own imaginary language and make them feel dumb. And that's what they've done.
Well, you know, they get on the internet and they can Google and they find these cool terms for cis and trans, and they apply it to whatever, you know,
microaggression.
Yeah. And people used to make fun of LiveJournal back in the day, but I, man, Tumblr. Wow.
I don't think I've ever set foot in Tumblr.
Just you should.
Yeah, for the porn alone, if nothing
because I think so much of this is coming from places on the internet like Tumblr, where you have like a very, I mean, a lot of the people on Tumblr are very young. I mean, teenager, and they're trying to figure themselves out. And it's kind of, you know, Tumblr is kind of like the cool new place to be online. You know, it's post LiveJournal, post Facebook, post blogs, you know, and now it's like this Tumblr thing. And we have like this kind of like cross generational thing going on, where you have like the very young internet generation on Tumblr. And then you have like, you know, our age group and older who kind of see it and they're like, oh, that's a cool new thing. And so it's like this weird cultural mashup, you know, where it's not exactly translating, except the media is trying to, you know, the whole cisgender thing.
Yeah, but the media is a bunch of idiots. They latch onto this crap.
The media is idiots, but people watch the media. Let's
be fair. The media is a bunch of those, like, out-of-touch marketing idiots.
Well, you know? that they look at Tumblr and say, hey, cisgender, that seems to be one of the cool terms the kids are throwing around nowadays. And I swear I saw it on a clip from MSNBC. Somebody used the term cisgender. Melissa Harris Perry, I think that's her name. Anyway, when the Bruce Jenner thing happened, she was talking about cisgender and, you know, whatever. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Internet is weird, a weird place.
So now can we now we can have like cis race and trans race?
Yes, apparently.
And by the way, this is the like the I'm really actually enjoying this whole like Rachel Dolezal story because it is just diving into the whole like it's exposing a massive loophole in the left's problem, which is so I mean because you know you'll hear people on the right say you know, Obama's, you know, our first half black president. Because he's also half white. His mom was white. And let's face it, you know, his only, you know, father figure is his white, you know, figures are his white grandfather and his Indonesian stepdaddy sort of idea. So it's like, where does the black come in except for the fact that, yes, he doesn't really need a whole lot of sunscreen when going to the beach in Hawaii?
Well, that's because liberals are racist and they still apply the one drop rule.
Exactly. And so they apply that whole one drop rule. And it's not even like one full bartending drop rule. It is any fraction of the drop. If you have one molecule of black blood, which – given that the first human remains were found in the African Rift Valley, it's all of us.
I'm an African American.
Yeah, you could claim that you have, you know, African ancestry. And so, you know, because of that of the I mean, like, let's face it, even if Elizabeth Warren was able to come up with her great 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 grandmother was an Apache, and so that made her one whatever kajillionth, you know, Native American, and everything else was pure lily white, you know, that essentially makes her nothing. You know, that doesn't make her, she doesn't look Native American. She doesn't have any Native American culture. Her similarity to Native American is, honestly speaking, as similar as my German heritage, which, you know, my great-great-grandfather was born on a ship to German immigrants coming over to America. So I've got German heritage, but hey, guess what? It doesn't show. There's nothing German in my heritage at all.
You like beer.
Yeah, but I've also got English heritage and they drink a lot of beer.
Do you like sausage?
No.
Nice dog.
Yes, but I also have English heritage and they like sausage. And I especially like those Chinese flavored sausages.
Do you ever feel the desire to invade France?
Yeah, but who doesn't? Come on.
Fuck, you got me on that one. But except I also have a desire to invade Montreal. So what does that mean?
You're but, not used to being at 19?
Occasionally I have an erection lasting more than 4 hours.
You should have that looked at.
That's dating Cialis.
Yeah. But it's one of those like, yes, I am, you know, genetically German. Am I culturally German? Am I racially German? No-ish. I don't know. You know, hell, all my Scottish heritage stuff. I mean, I had a piper at my wedding and all that. But that was all just the, hey, let's have a fucking bagpiper at the wedding. And I like to go to the Highland Games and watch them throw the caber. I mean, it's, you know, there's a whole lot of just bullshit in this whole thing. And when you have this great big tent where anybody who wants to throw their hat into the ring and claim that, well, yes, because my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave, therefore I'm black, even though that's where the trail goes cold. Suddenly you can have this Czech German girl with blonde hair and blue eyes suddenly being, yes, I identify as black. And, well, I mean, I don't know if my parents are my real parents. I mean, she's a lunatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
She, like Bruce Jenner, definitely needs drugs and therapy.
Well, yes.
With her, it's a toss-up whether she's certified batshit crazy or just she realized that she's got a good thing here. I mean, let's face it. She's, you know, head of the Spokane, Washington NAACP. That I'm guessing that pays more than $15 an hour. And she has no claim to it whatsoever.
That, I mean, that is true. And also she had that whole lawsuit with the university when, I mean, according to her parents, and I got to say their story really stands up to scrutiny, that when they suddenly got this, you know, application for an art student and her portfolio was nothing but portraits of black people, they assumed they were getting a little black girl and they got a blonde haired, blue eyed girl. And suddenly they were like, No. We'll take all kinds, and we're not going to kick you out for it because we're not a racist university. But we didn't mean to have you here.
Yeah. Oopsie.
And so she found that she was very mistreated. And honestly speaking, despite the fact that she's a goddamn liar, I got to say I find it very hard to see any doubt in her lawsuit claims. I also find it would be a very hard case to rule, but I mean, it's just that is kind of how the affirmative action rule works and why we have stuff like, you know, all black schools and all women's colleges, but we don't have all men's colleges and all white schools, at least anymore. We used to, but now all of a sudden those are illegal, but the other kind is still legal.
Well, I think with things like all black schools and, you know, the black student union and her being head of the NAACP, it is going to, especially now that, you know, we have more and more, God, this is a quaint term, but race mixing, you know, we have more interracial relationships and mixed race babies that, I mean, what is it going to come to? You're going to need a blood test? Because there are mixed race people who look white. I mean, legitimately, look white.
Well.
And that has been happening for ages. You know, the whole back in the day, like people used to be able to pass as white. But well, people, I mean, still today, like mixed race people look white.
Why don't we just give them a tattoo for their arm?
Wait. You're missing the key thing.
I mean, It is these black organizations are going to have to come clean and be like, well, we're going to have to give you a blood test to let you in. You're going to have to prove how black you are.
Well, there's an easy way to prove that.
How?
What political party do you belong to?
No,
no, I'm serious.
There is that.
I'm serious.
Because
you can be the... You can be the blackest person on the planet and grown up in the hood and had the full on black life experience.
Yeah.
And if you're a Republican, you're not black.
Right.
And if you're a white woman pretending to be black, but you're a Democrat, then it's good to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really all it is. If you're a Democrat, you look at Pocahontas. All right, she has been, you know, nothing, not a single thing. Oh yeah, there's been some, you know, people, you know, on our side. I mean, whatever you want to call it. There's, you know, people have laughed at her, called her Pocahontas and all that kind of stuff. But seriously, what has happened from her, you know,
people are still wanting her to run for president.
Exactly. So,
right.
So it makes, you can, as long as you're the right political party, you can proclaim whatever the hell you want and get away with it.
Ward Churchill.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that guy.
Yep. The other fake Indian.
Yep.
The other fake Indian.
Let's take this call from MDev, who's been waiting on hold for like the last 10 minutes.
Yay, MDev.
It's MDev.
It's the Squirrel Report.
Hi, MDev.
Hi.
How do you identify?
Are you a meat popsicle?
I am a meat popsicle, but I've decided that I myself am trans fat. That's how
I'm gonna. Yeah, but trans fats are bad.
Well, then I guess the government has to ban them.
So. Yeah. Well, Michelle Obama would definitely ban you.
Yeah, after she eats you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I just love how, you know, and this is one of the things, I know we talk about this all the time, but I love how in the middle of, like, all these major world events and, you know, basically every government employee that's interacted with any federal contractors had their information stolen, this is the top news.
Given away, not stolen.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Even more to the point, but it's like, this is our mainstream news. You know, this is our front page news, and the second page news is, oh my gosh, Donald Trump might run for president and might spend some of his own money trying to accomplish something. So we should all freak out about that too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, ignore the other whatever the hell else is going on in the world that we're being, you know, distracted from.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's just, I'm really at the point where I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't care. I mean, I guess maybe I even disagree with you guys a little bit on this. Like, I think this issue exists between her and the Spokane NAACP. Like, I don't give a damn, you know?
Right.
I mean, I agree she's batshit crazy. You know what I mean? But, like, if they want to hire her or fire her based on essentially lying to them, well, people lie to their employers all the time, and sometimes they get fired for it. So that's just kind of how I look at it. It's like, what do I care?
See, I got to take issue on that a little bit, MDev, because, I mean, we've got the current president of the United States who attended a black supremacist church for most of his adult life. And that was not an issue whatsoever. But yet the entire Republican Party is racist because David Duke decided to switch parties and the Republicans threw him out, you know, sort of ideas. Because we had a Democrat Klansman who switched sides. Meanwhile, you know, of course, Robert Byrd. Oh, no, never mind. He claimed to say he was sorry. And all of a sudden he was washed by sin.
And,
But I mean, that's one of those things is this is actually a huge issue for me only because I'm a child of the 80s. I was raised in this like PC watching all these like Martin Luther King documentaries and all these discussions on race and all of that in that, hey, you white people, you are so bad for being prejudiced. Don't be prejudiced anymore. And I grew up in freaking Maine. I didn't know any black people. I didn't see my first, like, I didn't have a black peer until I was, like, in middle school. And even she was a black girl with two white parents because she was half white, half black, and daddy left, and mom got remarried. And guess what? She couldn't find another black guy because there weren't any more. I mean, it's just, I couldn't.
Used them all up?
Yeah, I couldn't be racist. I mean, it just was, there was no race. There was, the races were white people and Cambodian refugees. That was my community.
Well, what about the
I
Somalians?
Went to school with an ass load of Cambodians, but of course, if you look at the current race designs, Cambodians are East Asians and East Asians are white. They don't look white.
That's a pretty
valid
point.
They don't act white. They're a different culture. You know, I would say they're even drastically more different than, you know, than black culture, so to speak. But no, they're different because they study hard and don't go to prison.
I think the real news is that the city of Spokane has an NAACP chapter because it's like, it's, you know, we're essentially rural Eastern Washington. There's like 13 people that live there. I mean, Spokane is a bigger city than most in Eastern Washington and isn't quite as deserty as the rest, but it's like, I don't know who they're representing if they're a local chapter. So.
And evidently, they're so hard up for black people, they got to get the little blonde Czech girl.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but on the topic, and I will say the one part I've played over and over again is, and they keep playing this video clip where the reporter asks, you know, are you African American? And she's like, I don't understand the question.
Oh God, that one gets me every time too. Preach on, brother.
I mean, it's just, and it's funny because when I was in college, there was a, I went to college with a kid who was as lily white as they come, that happened to be born in South Africa because his father was some sort of diplomat or something or other. And his father was in South Africa when he was born. And he was very proud of the fact that he was African American, because when he came out, he was in Africa.
That was, so. That's actually a similar story. Was a family friend of my wife's. She's Afrikaner, and was born in South Africa, and it's funny. She's super ultra liberal, and her husband is very conservative, and so it was pretty hilarious, the family dynamic that got through. But needless to say, she has several blonde hair, blue eyed, stunningly gorgeous daughters, and. At the time of this discussion, they were the eldest was getting ready to go off to college, and I mentioned offhand, I said, make sure when she fills out those college applications, she checks off the African American box. And the mom, in her thick Afrikaans accent, just got super mad at me for that statement, and I said, what? She's your daughter. You were born in Africa. She is therefore African American. But she says, my people weren't originally from Africa. But I'm like, you were in Africa before most of the black people in this country were. And she just didn't have a response for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how far back do you have to go before Chris Rock has, you know, has, or Danny Glover has African, you know, has people that were actually on, you know, that were born in Africa?
Well, according to Sheila Jackson Lee, she came across on a boat in chains and was a freed slave herself.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Is she a Highlander?
All right. Well, that was that was all the insight I had. But yeah, that's. Oh, and by the way, Weird, I was a little bit saddened because I listened to the most recent episode of the Road Gunner podcast because a question I asked was in it, and you were nowhere in that episode, and I was sad.
What was the question you asked?
Who has the worst roads?
Okay, yeah. Yeah no, I got to contact Chaz. Questions. I want to get it on another show. I'm itching.
Yeah, but
seriously,
I don't
can quit podcasts whenever I can. This is the fifth one I've recorded this week.
You should put some money.
I don't normally listen to him, but I happened to listen to that one when I found out my question was in it, and I'm just self-centered enough to listen to an hour and a half for a 30-second answer.
Did you enjoy the bean soup section?
You know, I may make that. You know, it's actually pretty good.
Let's just say, for those of you who haven't listened, Chester is cooking bean soup during one of the sections of it, and I happened to listen to it just before lunch, and my stomach was just about ready to bust out of my chest.
I would actually say I enjoy his non-gun stuff a lot more than I enjoy his gun stuff.
Actually, I really enjoy his cooking and talking about life as a trucker, because I love hearing.
Oh yeah, no,
weird careers.
I enjoy all that stuff. He's a little bit shall not be infringed-y to me, but on the gun stuff. But that's about it.
So. Yeah, I'm pretty shall not be infringy either. But well, I spend most of my time talking about pornography.
Fair enough. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to go pretend to work for a while.
Thanks for calling him, Dev. We have another caller.
Another
Yay, call. Callers!
Area code 270, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank God, Sean.
Oh, that's totally a black accent.
I'm going to have to hand you off in just a minute, though. I had a bad bit of haggis, and I've been hugging the toilet like Roger Moore hugs his mama's titties between spitting out lines.
Oh, fuck Roger
Moore. I wanted to I wanted to quickly discuss the currency issue and having women on currency.
Oh, dear.
And the perfect person for your currency, the woman, you should have Sasha Gray on it because she's great for a money shot.
Oh. Honestly, I think Hillary Clinton should be on it.
She's still alive.
Both of them are still alive.
Yeah. Not Hillary Clinton.
What?
Hillary Clinton's been dead for years. Look at her. She's a demi-lich.
Succubus.
We call them banshees up here. Screaming at harpies, whining about stupid shit over the moors. You didn't know that that's where they send old liberal bitches to die, did you?
No,
Nancy Pelosi will soon join her sisters.
I'm a what?
Half more.
Half.
Probably more than that. He's awfully dark.
Well, they probably would call the horse racist, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we need to definitely put some women on money because that's definitely our priority.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the best jokes we've had on the Squirrel Report. Sasha Gray because of the money shot.
Yep. I like that one.
I like it.
You see, it's only natural that we have more women's pictures on money because as it stands, we give all of our money to women anyway, and they spend most of the money. So perhaps it should be whatever things that they find best.
Oh, it's so funny. Sean doesn't live in my house.
Well, not every man is a kept woman. Weird.
Wait, no, I'm a kept man.
What? Okay.
I don't know what noun you give my wife, but I'm sure it's a good one. If somebody can come up with it, please put it in chat because that'll make me happy.
She's a sugar mama.
There you go.
Yeah.
She is my sugar mama.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you lucked out, man, because she's cute. She's not even like an old crone.
And she made a baby.
She's a cute baby. Not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
How do you make another one?
That was one of the people at the daycare said, no, I need to make an appointment with a urologist is what I need to say. But the people at the daycare, I was saying, so I mentioned like, all right, I'm here to pick up my baby. And they said, well, technically she's in the toddler room. She's technically a toddler now. And I said, my mom still calls me baby. So therefore she's still a baby. That's true.
Yep.
My boy's got about an inch before he's taller than me, and he's still my baby.
And he's going to be taller than you, too. I don't think he's going to quit growing, period.
He's 8'13".
Exactly. He's just going to – he's going to have to bend his knees to dunk.
So Sean, you still there, Sean?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. He had to run to the can real fast. So I'll have to take over for a sec. I'm sorry.
Well, light a match.
Now everyone loves Sean so much better.
Yeah, candle or bread.
By the way, Roadkill, how long has Sean Connery been sleeping on your couch?
Couch? He renovated the basement. he's had more women down in that basement than are in the cemetery down across town.
That's more Roger
Moore. I've actually visited a few times. It's really creepy.
Just so you know, it is not a rape dungeon. It's a surprise sex basement.
Well, he said something about his gender identifier being something about a therapist or something. So
I get that one. That's funny. If you're not laughing right now, it's not because it wasn't funny.
I don't get it.
It's because you don't get it.
I don't get it.
Oh, the rapist.
So,
therapist.
I got it.
Okay. You guys are terrible.
So if men can be women and white people can be black people, then I am finally going to be what I've always wanted to be.
Oh, goodness.
A space marine. I will be a space marine. And as a space marine, one of the emperor's chosen, I, as is required by my new identity, I shall rouse my battle brothers. We shall put on our holy ceramite-powered armor and take our chain swords and purge the mutants, heretics, also known as social justice warriors, for their gaudy pink coloration and filthy piercings and things. They're unclean and their terrible covens in San Francisco. And we shall cleanse the universe of this scum with fire and chain sword and filter. So, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
And I'm totally not insane. Yep, totally.
Just the guy had the guy with the Napoleon outfit. Wiki page. And if you haven't read all of it, you should, because I spent way too much time on it.
Do you have a bowl haircut?
I used to play Warhammer. I didn't play the space Warhammer.
Okay.
Just the tabletop RPG, you know.
I'm sorry, I think of a completely different thing when I hear RPG.
That's the right term, right?
Yes. RPG. Yeah, no, it's absolutely right. No, yeah, role-playing game, absolutely.
Yeah.
Versus rocket-propelled grenade.
Rocket-propelled grenade.
That just means you weren't a big enough dork when you were a kid.
James. I just like painting the miniatures, no, really.
I watched Wolverine, like, I read Dawn, like, 50 times.
Hmm. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Jay, you can speak Klingon, but you never played role-playing games?
Ding.
I never said I didn't like them. Just when I hear RPG, I think rocket-propelled grenade.
Did you play the Star Trek role-playing games? Because I'm sure there were several.
Which genre? Sub-genre.
Is it wrong to want to call the political correct types tribbles?
Ooh.
Oh.
Because they're born pregnant and they're only female?
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh. And they eat everything up and they fill up the space. And then you have to shove them out the airlock or onto a Klingon ship.
Except for the big problem was Klingons were really adorable. Like, everyone wanted a Klingon.
Tribble.
No, a tribble. Yeah, everyone wanted a tribble. I want a
Klingon.
I want
a Klingon. That's great.
I want to breed Klingons.
I think we've gone down the nerd hole.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I we're talking about Warhammer, and we're talking about tribbles, and Jay's speaking in Klingon. And so,
I'm a human social justice warrior. I am a Klingon. Filthy patak. Why is a Klingon?
Oh, man. It is a nerdy place we have gone.
Why not? If the world's going to come to this, why can't we just have a good time with it, too?
I agree.
I gender identify as John Moses Browning. It's perfectly, perfectly normal for me to have all these 1911s and high powers on me at all times.
Well, not only that, but you need the deuce, too. You know, you need the 50 Ooh. Caliber. That's the quintessential Browning design.
With an underbarrel mounted 1919. Because come on, that would be awesome. Everyone's all picturing it right now and going, "Oh man, that needs to be done."
What other military firearm has lasted as long as the 50 caliber
Browning
machine gun? No, I mean in service.
Yeah, the Mosin Nagant was pretty close.
In service.
That's because you can't.
Except for the Mosin Nagant was invented in 1891. But let's see. How about the Mortars? We've got to still be using some pretty old school mortars.
No, I said firearm.
There's some revolvers. There's probably revolvers that are still in service that were. You know, turn of the century Smith & Wesson and stuff. You know?
No way.
I mean, the
M40 is a 700, which boils down to, you know, the Mauser action.
Okay, so, and also, what's the definition, too? Because, I mean, technically speaking, we're probably still picking, you know, 9130 sniper rifles off of, you know, Afghani insurgents still today. So, blah, blah, blah. The M2 is pretty awesome. Let's just leave it at that. Alan's right. The M2 is awesome.
They're still making them.
They're still making
new.
Them.
New.
Well, you was the first Hyperform I...
What?
Hey, remember, Alan was
didn't
there.
The Germans the have, didn't the Germans have at least some high powers during World War II?
Yes.
Yes. But the high power... Actually, the high power may still be in military service. There might be a couple of places that still issue them.
Yeah, but the P-38
is technically a single-stack M9. Yes, Jay, you're right.
Okay, wow, that was a huge rat hole.
We're going to put you...
We went around the loop and came out the other side on that one.
We're going to put you on the tenor, Brita.
What?
Going to put you on the tenor.
Okay.
She'd have to be dead.
In the reclined position?
Am I going to be dead?
No, but you're going to be swooning.
Oh.
It'll be the little death. That's what Sean shouted out. He's still listening.
Now. This is a family show. No, it's not. No, you have to be dead.
He said, and I quote, I would love to give Brita a fan new family.
By the way, I heard that they're planning on, like, Eleanor Roosevelt is one of the people they're planning on putting on the bunny.
Really?
Can you imagine? Yeah. I remember I woke up one morning and my wife is prone to, like, getting up at, like, you know, zero dark 30 and just not getting back to sleep. So she'll turn on the TV and fire up Netflix and just start watching documentaries. And I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning one morning to, like, have the TV on, and when my eyes focused, it was some documentary on the Roosevelts, and there was Eleanor Roosevelt giving a speech. And good Lord, she was an unearthly hag.
She really was.
I thought you were going to say watching her give a hand job.
I'm not going to even get into the whole, like, Eleanor Roosevelt sexuality. Let her do whatever she wants to do. But she was communist, and she was really deformed.
Well, the thing I worry, you know, the putting a woman on the $10 bill is all nice and everything, but it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a permanent bill. I think it's going to be like the temporary, like, Susan B. Anthony thing, or this Sacagawea silver coin, or the gold coin. It's like a novelty. And it's like...
Yeah.
They're not picking, like, a real, I don't know. It's
That's a good point, Brita. We should make the $10 bill the swimsuit edition.
There you go. You know, because really it doesn't matter.
Do you think they're going to treat it like the state quarters, where they, like, have a different one?
No, they're going to pick one woman and then run it for a couple of years and then retire it, because, you know. It's not. They're not going to circulate, for one thing.
Well, $10 bills. I mean, they're pretty.
I don't
common.
Know. I don't think they're going to circulate. I think, you know.
Actually, I can't remember the last time I had. Well, I had a $10 bill in my wallet a little while ago, but they're one of those bills that don't pop up very much, as far as I'm concerned.
I just think it's going to be a collector's thing.
ATMs only spit out 20s. ATMs and strip clubs only spit out 2s.
I mean, how often do you see those gold dollar coins with Sacagawea on?
Never.
Oh, as infrequently as possible. I told you that story, right? Didn't I? That I had read, like, a big article, like, just before it came out, on how much money it costs to make the $1 bill, and since $1 bills are the most heavily circulated bills, they wear out the quickest and they're worth the least, and so they have to be retired and have to be reprinted, and overall the country just loses a shitload of money on $1 bills, and coins last goddamn forever, so a $1 coin would really be a smart move. And somebody got a fistful of $1 coins and dropped them in the tip jar at work. When I was working on the tour boat, and I immediately fished those things out, going, "Oh man, you know, praise be, someone's seeing the right way and starting to circulate these $1 coins. This is the way to do it." And I ended up—I can't remember if it was five of them exactly, or if it was only four of them, or whatnot. But I remember I exchanged them for the paper bills in my wallet. And, right. But I had like, it was four or five of them.
That's Gresham's, and, oh that's my Gresham's God, law.
I could not get rid of them fast enough because, oh my God, it was only four or five of them. And they weighed my wallet down so sure. goddamn much. And they took up so much room. I mean, I've had $15 worth of ones in my wallet. I mean, I used to work for tips. And all of a sudden, you'll have a big old wad of ones floating in your wallet. And it sucks because your wallet's real thick, but it doesn't weigh 50 pounds. $15 worth of dollar coins is that'd be crazy. A fucking nightmare.
Plus, the vending machine operators would never retrofit to take $1 coins.
Well, that's Gresham's law, though, right? You were saying that you exchange your dollar bills for these gold coins, right? Gresham's law says that bad money drives out good. So, you know, you have two equal items, like, for money. One gold coin and one dollar bill. And people will spend the dollar bill and keep the gold coin for themselves because they feel, oh, this is kind of nicer than that paper thing, you know? So it like has this different sort of value just because people feel like it's better. In your case, you learned that not necessarily, right?
Because it was a huge
mistake.
You don't
want your pocket weighed down with gold coins all the time.
After that one little social experiment, I am totally anti-dollar coin.
Right.
Hey, Sean, I'm going
to... You're kind of saying this is like how people... this is kind of like how people will have that freaking Ed Brown 1911 that's, you know, made by crystal dwarves in their, you know, special little with mithril and magic and sparks. But they'll carry that filthy, dirty, nasty-ass Glock 19 everywhere they go.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's like the 40-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey is one of those.
You don't
want to
drink it, right?
If it's $300 a bottle, I don't want to fucking drink it. Meanwhile, my bottle of dirt-ass cheap Wild Turkey, I may have a second glass after that first one because it tasted good.
Hey, we got more callers stacked up, so let me say goodbye.
Thanks, Roadkill.
One last quick thing.
Yeah.
One last quick thing. I think if we're going to put anyone on a piece of money, it should be the most important person who has ever lived. That is the inventor of air conditioning. Thank you very much and good night.
Yeah, good night.
No kidding.
Speaking of which, I think we should go along Roadkill's idea, except do it as the person who thinks they're the most important. I think we should put Barack Obama on the bill.
Except he needs to be dead.
But he is the first woman president.
No, he's not.
No, he's the first gay president.
Get your facts right.
First gay woman president?
No. Sure. That would be somebody else.
Hillary Clinton?
Hey, I have a caller. Area code 352. Hello.
Hi, it's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
How do you identify, Radis?
I'm undecided.
That's a good way to identify. They need to have that. Yeah, check that other undecided. Box and say undecided.
Amorphous. He's having he has a fluid identity.
Cis trans.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it just whatever.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You should identify sub Ubi.
I thought the question was who was supposed to be on the bill.
Yes. Who do you think?
Well, since you're disqualified, apparently, in the post.
Yes, because I'm not dead. What?
My
mom's not dead either.
Oh, but she's awesome, isn't she?
Yeah. My mom is awesome, yes.
But your mom can't die because she's a demigoddess.
But still,
legitimately awesome, yes.
Yeah. So the $10 bill isn't big enough for her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'd want at least the, you know, bring back the $1,000 bill.
Actually, we can't go back to my grandmother's because
wasn't
Woodrow
Wilson on the $1,000 bill?
What?
Who's on the 1,000?
All of them. They're having a party.
Jimmy Curtis.
Does $1,000 bill. Yeah, here. Yeah. What's his face? Grover Cleveland.
Oh, well, we can't get rid of him.
He has his own mausoleum.
Is that right? Grover Cleveland on a $1,000 bill. Yeah, apparently so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the $100,000 bill that Woodrow Wilson was on.
Okay. No, I'm still lost. I'm sorry.
Which one has the Koch brothers on it?
All of them.
But it's just, they're hidden. You have to hold it up to the light to see them.
Oh, that's really cute. I'm in Google Images and someone has a $0 bill with George W. Bush on it. Aww.
With or without the monkey ears?
Definitely monkey ears. Definitely monkey ears, but he's got like kind of like a powdered wig and he's frowning.
Of course. Oh, I see it. Of course. That's not racist.
No, not at all.
Oh, man. What else?
Maybe Radis can make some dollar bills.
Ooh.
I was working on it.
Squirrel notes.
Yes.
Squirrel box.
Squirrel box.
Oh, my God. This needs to happen.
Yes.
Wait. Happening. Who? What? Okay, first off, okay, boy, there's all kinds of decisions you have to make with this now. First off, what are the denominations? Is it going to be like one?
It has to have decimals.
Only prime numbers.
1, 3, 5, 7, 11. I like that. That's good.
Oh, great. Now I need a design document for this.
We need a pie. We need pie. A pie.
Yes, we need pie and square root of -1.
Oh, my God.
But, okay. So, wait.
I think he's taking notes. Hold on.
Whose
face? No, I'm not.
Well, obviously there needs to, I'm going to right out say there needs to be there's enough photographs of all of us online that Radis has enough to work on that he can make one for each of us.
Well, yeah, but I think we shouldn't be limited to just us. We have some, you know.
And Radis, I will just say, being charitable, since Brita is very shy, she needs to be the imaginary number.
Okay.
Okay.
There needs to be an MDev bill too, because he's kind of like a character on the show, don't you think?
He's our Newman.
Yeah. Yes.
And it can't be $1 million bill. What's? Oh man. See, I don't know my.
Well, pi is infinitely repeating, so it can be.
So
a
the pi bill needs to be the squirrel of corn.
Oh yeah. Ooh, I like that. Okay.
So yeah. Write all this down and email it to me, then I'll remember.
Who's going to be the square root of -1?
Brita, that's the imaginary number.
Oh, okay, all right.
Al and I evidently slept through math class.
I love this idea.
Well, there's more than one imaginary number.
What are we going to spend it on?
Whatever you can get somebody to take it for.
That is true. There is the imaginary number of purple.
Yeah.
And there's the imaginary number of ABC.
You know, there was a guy in California that declared himself emperor and printed his own currency, and people actually used it at one time. So,
who is this guy?
Emperor Norton. Look him up.
Wow. How long ago was this?
It was like in the 1800s.
Wow. There you go. Yes. Joshua Abraham Norton.
Yep. Emperor Norton. Norton. Declared himself emperor and printed his own money and passed it out. And people just kind of thought it was funny, so they went along with it. They took his money and spent it themselves.
I mean, that's really the hilarious thing about it. I mean, it's one of those, as a reformed Magic the Gathering junkie, I mean, it had these fucking dipshit printed up cards, and they were legal tender as far as I was concerned. I could get goods and services from them.
Money.
God, I'm so glad I quit that fucking habit. Money, the cigarettes were one thing, but the magic cards, that was the real fucking trouble.
man.
At least with a cigarette, you'd get cancer. Imagine the gathering. You could die from chronic nerddom. They don't even bury you with that.
Well, just, I think we're all working on that this evening.
Yeah.
It's pretty, Brita. Pretty sad. You wound me. If you cut me, do I not bleed?
I don't know. Are you still identifying as Klingon?
I don't identify as I am a gender fluid duckling, thank you very much.
Oh, right.
I am yellow and fluffy and like sleeping in the sunshine.
Wait. I thought you were rubber and squeaky.
Not that kind of duckling. I'm the soft and fluffy yellow kind.
Well, now you know what now you know what image of weird to put on his bill.
Oh,
and
of
I
course.
Poop a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, and Radis.
I say thanks, eep, 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 not squeak, squeak, squeak.
Oh, my God. 214-530-0036 if you want to join in on the fun. Although
we've
got
4 minutes left.
I don't know how you're going to beat that.
Oh, by the way, speaking of yellow and fluffy, there was some at the there was a little pond and there was a whole bunch of like clutches of goslings with their Canadian geese parents. And I brought my daughter over to see them and she just said, pat the baby geese, and started walking over the baby geese to pat them. And the mamas were getting really upset. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea, sweetie.
Yeah.
If you stand right behind the little girl, that hissing and snipping just becomes a bluff. They're not going to take a nip at my daughter because they know I'm going to break their neck and cook them on the grill. Or probably crock pot, actually. Crock pot's a lot easier. You do it while you're at work.
Canada geese all taste like golf course. Chicken. No.
I'd be willing to find out. That's for damn sure.
Ugh.
If it can't be good.
It's so greasy. Ugh.
No, goose is good, but I'm just saying Canada geese, they are all like eating golf course grass and God knows what, you know, pesticides on the side of the road.
At least around here, you know. That reminds me. I was at the plant today.
Yes.
And
a funny thing happened to me on the way to the forum.
There's like canals around the thing because they have a lot of runoff. You know, when it rains, they have runoff and all that kind of stuff. Well, they can't.
Ew.
They can't let the runoff go into like the storm drains or anything because you know it's
chemicals
got stuff in it. So they have to capture it in the tanks. And there's these, you know, there's these birds that are down there like fishing for fish and stuff like that. And I had an image of the Simpsons, the three-eyed frog.
Three-eyed fish, yeah. Clinky.
All this stuff in there. I was like, oh, man.
Well, it also kind of shows just how, like, goofy the regulations have got, though, because the birds are fishing in it and they're not dying.
Oh, no, they're fine.
Yeah, so it's one of those things of the – I mean, it's just –
yeah.
That just gets you all that of just the, oh no, we can't have smoking in bars because you might be sitting beside someone who's smoking and you might get secondhand smoke and have health problems. Meanwhile, my fucking grandmother's 95 years old and she smoked since she was probably 16, you know, sort of idea. And this is all firsthand smoke. And you're saying I got to be concerned about the secondhand?
Well, it would be nice, you know, in a not too distant future, you'll be able to get your DNA mapped and they'll be able to tell you, oh yeah, you're one of the people that can smoke all your life and never get cancer from it. And then they'll turn to the next guy and go, oh yeah, you smoke one pack and you're fucked. So,
and they just shoot him in the head.
Yeah. It's all genetics. It depends. You know, for everybody that lived to be 98 and smoked a pack of cigarettes a day and you know, took a shot of whiskey every night, there was somebody that died of throat cancer in their 30s. You know, you don't know.
No, it's true. It's one of those. Yeah. I can't remember how old my grandfather was when he died, but yeah. He and my grandmother just both sitting there smoking and drinking up a storm. And he croaked in his 40s, 50s, whatever it was. And she,
so you're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I'm just living clean. But hey, Jay, how old was since you're black? How old was Frank Sinatra when he died?
Pretty sure he was in his 80s.
Yeah, talk about smoking and drinking.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's like, I mean
George Burns.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't chain smoke cigars.
Except Sammy Davis Jr.
What's that?
They're pretty much the whole Rat Pack.
Yeah.
I think they were pickled.
Yeah, that may be.
So it kind of...
Like Ted Kennedy.
How old was Sammy?
He was old.
He was the only one. He wasn't that old.
The only one what?
Who died young. Well, I guess Dean Martin got... No, not really. He was, 65. He died in 1990, was born in 1925. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Isn't there one of them still alive? The other guy?
Let's
see.
Jerry Lewis?
Dean Martin was 78. He died in 95.
That's a decent run. There's people who have never smoked and drank their entire life that died at 78 of natural causes.
Let's see.
I think they're all dead now.
1915 to 1998. He was 83. That's a pretty good run.
You know who was part of the Rat Pack? Shirley MacLaine, according to Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
She's still alive.
And, of course, there was the whole, like, Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, like, Rat Pack 1.0 sort of thing. But Bogey didn't last that long.
Huh.
Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, this has been a weird show.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah,
all over the place, but fun.
Yeah, we have careened from one end to the other and back around. So
I think it was the best show ever.
You always think that.
Go to iTunes and rate us 5 motherfucking stars. Right, needs more hog, but 5 mother. Just write in 5 motherfucking stars. I think that we need that in our iTunes reviews.
I don't think you can put that in a review.
You know what? We need to find this out because I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs is dead. He died young. He didn't smoke. He also didn't bathe, evidently.
Or believe in medicine.
Yeah, he had a weird diet too, though. You know, you don't know what that guy. He was a nutcase.
He was a nutcase.
All right.
Good night, y'all.
See y'all next week.
Good night, internet.
Bye.